Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Hey, welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 145, isn't it? What the fuck am I talking about? 145. With Paul. He was let back in the room. He's there.
Yeah, I'm back in the room.
Mm-hmm. Paul and Barry and nobody else. Nobody else. Shank.
Yep.
No Chris, no Sherwin, no John.
Shame.
Although Sherwin's been on, I saw something on Facebook, Sherwin's been on some big ad, hadn't he, or something?
That was me. So he sent me today this Sony produced like advertisement for the latest board game adaptation, Horizon,
Dawn Zero Seven.
Yeah, I think that's it. And he's in it, of course, and it is pretty cool. It's like, well, sure, and look at him there. Look at him go.
Cool.
but then as I was watching it, like honestly there's a guy from, because it's a computer game adaptation, so they're the board game and there's the people from the computer game, and there's a person who looks the spitting image of Sherwin. Like, I thought that was quite funny, like literally, like Barry, like I saw it, it's like, because it's little clips of things, and honestly, like, it was a guy like suddenly laughing and it's like, hang on, that's Sherwin, but Sherwin doesn't laugh. Yeah, like what's going on here? Like, because
that's amazing, and I
looked twice and I was like, that's not Sherwin. That's someone who looks exactly like Sherwin.
Yeah, but Sherwin's bag is he doesn't look like anybody. And now it's turned into a uniform for games beards.
Yeah.
They're all going to look like Sherwin.
I mean, admittedly, I think, or is it so recent that that's actually what he looks like now? Because I'm guessing that was filmed a little while ago, but he's changed his look a little. But no, actually, yeah, it's just funny. It was just like, my God, that's a guy's unmistakably looks close to you, Sherwin. Like, you can't deny it.
Well, hey. So, and what are you painting tonight, Paul? Because obviously you've got to be doing something.
I am painting up some more of my current project. So I've kind of split my time between two projects at once. So an evening project where I'll use the artificer brush, so the expensive like brush to work on. And that's the Bretonians who I'm doing as Knights Templar or Kingdom of Jerusalem, as they can be either Warmaster Army. And then the current project during the day is these guys. So from Black Powder, it's Napoleonics, and that's Warlord Games.
But what flavour you got? You gone French?
French. Because I'll be naturally sworn to the British, but of the people that I'm playing it, like in this period of history, the French fight everybody. By themselves, so I was like, oh, that's cool. Because if you're going to play a historical game, you might as well go and have historical different forces. So I'm going to use French for that. And Warlord Games miniatures, like the plastics for them are really cheap. And you have 24 guys makes a standard battalion in that. And what's tricky is I don't want to spend too long on each guy because it's an army you've got to paint, and like you need quite a lot of guys. You have to play an army is like three brigades worth, and 24 guys is one battalion.
So this is why I've always been drawn to small scale stuff in Napoleon.
Yeah,
the big stuff freaks me out.
No, totally. It's like straight away. I was like, when I was looking at the rules set, I was like, oh man, you should be playing this in 10 mil or 15 mil,
like, 6 mil or something, where you can have 20 cannon.
Yeah, but no, the other people in the group wanted to play it at 28 mil, and it's similar to War Master, the bases. So here we go. So these four guys represent more guys than they actually are the base.
Right.
So it's very War Master, and its movement is all War Master.
Well, it is a priestly game, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. Hopefully. I mean, I haven't played a game of it yet, obviously, but hopefully I can persuade a few of the other guys, like, well, if you like this, Why don't you try Warmaster? Since where it's come.
I saw George asked if you could lend him a team for the.
Yeah, he got that.
Warmaster the team. It's like.
No, he's played it. He's played it before.
Team. At least he's not calling them a module or whatever the fuck that used to be in.
Yeah.
Module. So anyway, I'll just share. I'm drinking my drink before I finish my drink. It's quite a big drink tonight because I'm celebrating finishing all the casting for the
Kickstarter. Oh, fantastic! Well done.
I managed to do it this week. It turned out that COVID.
Yeah.
Once you've got everything under control, including the all the housework and the kids fucking homeschooling stuff, provided quite a lot of extra time to do shit like casting stuff. But
okay, cool.
So
that finishes off your first Kickstarter for the demons then?
There isn't. I'm not sure there'll be a second Kickstarter.
Well, you've got to finish off the range, haven't you?
Oh, they've just been sculpted. I'm just not sure I'll do it as a Kickstarter.
Yeah, fair enough then. Okay,
just,
cool.
Yeah, I'll just get it, put it in the shop, and maybe kickstarted a discount or something.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome stuff.
Got it.
But yeah. So that's good. I never thought I'd see the end of the fucking thing, but Merry Christmas.
Well, when my chariots are ready from you, tell me. And
they're ready. Pick
them up. Oh, they are ready. Okay.
Everything's ready. That's what I say. It's finished.
No. But you've cast up the copies.
Yeah, everything. So I've just got to bag them up now.
Yeah.
It's only 150 units of chariots to bag up. And then I've got to close down the backer. You know, you do a backer survey. I've got to close that down and tell people to edit their addresses and then start packing up and sending out.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, it's been bizarre. Actually, this imposed lockdown that I had for a month kind of really changed things.
Yeah.
Because when you're literally not even going shopping and you're only going out walking the dog for an hour a day, what do you fill the rest of your day with?
I suppose.
As a mole person. I mean, you're in a different category as a hero class, whereas your days off, you try and go out again. I mean, you've been out every day of the week working, and then you come and want to go out again.
Well, yeah. I mean, my life isn't much different. but now the gaming club is back. So we had as a committee, we met in the space and sized up like what the venue can be. So its capacity is 20 now, which means we're going to have.
It probably was anyway. There was never more than that in.
I don't think so. So it's not. So we have at the moment we're going to play it. We have 8 tables of 4x4. You book them. Then that means there'll be 16 players, and that means the committee members also don't have to worry about like overfilling the capacity, etc. But that's opened up. The first week of it is in Wednesday coming up, but it hasn't been like it'll click, everything's booked out.
Well, that hasn't I'll give you a few good reasons why.
What's that?
Well, A, there's no scenery available.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to bring my own scenery. Well, if I've got my own scenery, why am I not playing at home anyway?
Well, I don't know. Why aren't you?
And then one of the tables is there's a fella bringing his son. Well, surely he can play him at home.
Yeah, that does seem a little weird. Yeah, like, yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, exactly. I don't, but...
I think I saw like, 2 tables booked when I looked, and it's like...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like we didn't know what the demand was going to be when... It like, okay, so now it's live. We have to assume when we couldn't say things like, you can play like a board game and have 4 people around a table or something.
We can't.
You can't. And it's like, so we've had to be, I would say, overcautious to begin with, but it's necessary. It had to be that. I mean, it's like everything. It's like you can't just turn up now. You have to book. So like
it's like going queue.
Yeah, well, it's like going to the pub, isn't it? It's like,
well, I've never been to the pub, sir. So I know you.
Yeah.
Did they take your name and address?
No.
Number?
No.
See, this is why nobody will go to the fucking pub. Why? What's the point? It's all right for you, who's immune, because you've already had it. Potentially, you might not even be immune, but you might be immune. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you go to a pub and somebody in that pub is ill?
Yeah.
And there's been cases in America where like whole parties of like 16 people who've gone to the pub have all caught him one night.
Yeah. Okay.
All 16 of them in one group. And you're like, fucking hell, it must be pretty contagious in those kind of environments. And then how do I know I've got it? And then how do I not spread it? If the pub aren't going to ring me and tell me that I've been exposed.
Well, but you're doing your civic duty to drink and support.
That's not my civic duty. That's the moronic duty. Look what the t-shirt says, man.
Please help or
UK. Please help UK. And we're not begging for money. We're begging for fucking brains, mate. Please send some brains.
Where'd you get that t-shirt from?
Oh, it's from my favourite band, Orbital. It's a.
Oh, okay. But I don't know. It's fine. I mean, the pub experience was outside. You know, it was like I didn't feel any less safe than I'm for the conditions I have to work in. So.
Yeah, but that's your conditions. You work in A&E, mate. There isn't anywhere crazier to work than where you fucking work.
Well, there you go. Then I'll enjoy having a drink in the pub then.
Of course you will, and no one would begrudge you. Crack on.
Yeah.
But the mole people, it's like, we don't want to go. We don't want to be exposed to this fucking madness.
Nah, it's all right. Barry, it's all right. It's fine.
It's all right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm not old, but I'm not young. I'm 50 very soon, and I'm not exactly slimline. So...
Built for power, not speed.
It was funny. The deputy, I think she was the chief medical officer, the deputy one. She basically said, if you're a fat boy like me, please spend the summer losing weight because you're going to need to be thinner come the fucking winter.
I didn't hear that one, as in I didn't hear the highlights of that one. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said, please spend the summer losing weight. It was brilliant. It's like, oh my god, maybe I should lose some weight.
So it's about like this. She's like, right, okay. So here's your public health. Like, sorry, all you fat bastards, better start getting thinner because otherwise this virus is going to make you thinner in one way or another.
Exactly. So it's like if you are even 40s can be a problem, but certainly once you start getting 50s, 60s, if you're a chubby bastard, it must be to do with something to do with being. I don't know, your way you deal with sugar or fuck knows. The way your body, because like I think if you're on the route to type 2 diabetes, your immune system works differently.
Okay.
So maybe something like that. I mean, they don't fucking know, do they? They don't know anymore why it affects men as why it doesn't affect women as much. They don't.
But I mean, well, as I say, yeah. We weren't supposed to talk about this.
No, but. I said there was nothing off to apart from the one thing that we're not talking about.
Okay, cool. Well, the way we're looking for A&E in like the okay, so what are your red flags now? It's changed, and you have to have two of these like two hits basically to like then get escalated on, and two of them are being over 75. Or from a care home. So, I mean, that's the people that we medically are looking, like, I think that are dangerous. I mean,
you're talking about just people walking in. You're not talking people coming in on an ambulance.
Yeah.
I saw that fucking thing, mate. It said, if you've had a positive test in the last 7 days, you're still not fucking urgent.
Not unless you've got something else. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's the Trump philosophy, isn't it? How do you reduce the amount of cases? Just stop fucking testing.
Well, I'm just telling you as it is.
Yeah, well, I know how it is.
Yeah, that's all. It's like that's all I'm saying. It's like I mean, I think since you're not over 75 and not from a care home, I think you're quite safe.
Quite safe. Mm-hmm. We will see. We'll see. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I keep telling myself.
Mm-hmm.
Although for you, you've already gone past the finish line. You went past the finish line in about fucking first 6 weeks.
That's the way you get things done, isn't it? Just get it and get it over with. Get on with life.
Pasco, you've collected nothing.
Some antibodies.
Collected some antibodies. May or may not last. Yeah,
well, we don't know.
It was funny, though. You'll be glad to know the MPs gave themselves a pay rise in the intervening period when they managed to get back to work.
Did they really?
It did. It was only about 2.7% or something, but
it's still. But it's the. Oh man.
And you. But you. I mean, you've done well. We clapped.
Yeah, it's like and they're scrapping like you know, things like free parking, isn't there?
Free parking. So well, like, everybody's got to pay to park, mate.
Everybody.
Everybody's got a job. Everybody's got a job. I mean, what's special about nurses? What have they ever done?
Yeah, what have they ever done? What have they done for us lately? Yeah?
Like, come on, man. Well, they come. We'll clap again if it goes wrong again. We'll clap again.
Yeah. You want some claps? Like, you know, claps. We're good at claps. Clapping.
It's free.
It's free.
Free.
It's lovely. It's lovely and free.
Did you feel good when you were getting clapped?
I just felt awkward, to be honest. You know, like, it didn't suit me.
And I'll tell you, I'm 100% behind you. If you want to go out and get pissed every night, feel free and crack on.
No, I don't think that. I mean, if you were to go to, I'm guessing like a nightclub, you know, would obviously be a bad idea, and that's why they're shut. But a beer garden where you're sitting at the table with the people that you are there with, you can't go.
What about the Soho then on Saturday?
Well, I mean, there'll always be exceptions, won't there? In terms of it's new, as in like, yeah, that. I'm sure if you got any of those people like by themselves and sobered them up, they'd admit this probably wasn't a good idea. You know, like right now, it's not helping the situation.
So they reckon the lag is 2 to 3 weeks, yeah?
Yeah, that's what they reckon.
So today, they've said that Liverpool's on the way up and they may have to go into lockdown. You think, well, what happened 2 weeks ago that could have possibly caused this?
They won the Champions League?
They won the Premier League and everybody was out on the fucking street getting pissed because there were cameras there taking pictures of them. If the cameras weren't there saying, oh, we're just in case they all come out of their fucking houses to come out and have a riot and get pissed. Of course they're going to fucking come out. Go away. As soon as people hear there's something going on, then they be part of it, don't they?
Well, it's.
I didn't do anything. I just had a glass of sherry or whatever, a glass of whiskey and went to bed.
But what would you have done?
I'd have probably gone to Liverpool. But maybe not that night, but the weekend. Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but that's not happening. It's not happening anytime soon. But it just goes to show that you only have to. Even though it's kind of like lowish levels, it's not lowish levels compared to places like New Zealand. It's lowest levels for us, yeah? Which is about cases a day or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean it's gone away. It's just like we're suppressing it. If you take your foot off the lid, it'll spurt all over you again.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, in America, they've got 60,000 cases a day, but it's in young people, so the death rate isn't that massive because it's all young people, but some of them do get ill and some of them do take it home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To people who get ill. So, yeah. And I mean, it's a mad world we're living in.
Well, I mean, I suppose so, but what did I have? Yeah. So last night, the major of my squadron rang me up. I'm just like, you know, how are you doing? That kind of conversation.
Did you tell him you've grown a beard?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, like.
Did he say, you know, that'll have to come off, lad? You're not coming back looking like that.
Well, yeah, I know that. It's like, yeah, it's like, don't need to state these things. But,
yeah, but you have to state it to the viewers because they might know. That's like, come on, you have to get right for permission. You have to get permission.
Oh, no. Like, you're allowed a mustache, not a beard. Yeah, like, anyway. And they're going to parade again in September. And that will be so. Both the university where I was studying is September. The Army Reserve is September. You know, it's like that's the month for them. And once those two things happen, the only thing left in my life that I wasn't doing beforehand was my jiu-jitsu. But I hadn't managed to get to that since Arthur had been born. Mm. And I would like to go back. You know, and start practice like training again for that, but I don't know if that's gonna. I don't know when.
Well, I don't think you can do contact. My daughter's doing. No, he just started this week outdoors, but it's just like katas and aerobic stuff. Not
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, exactly.
No sparring.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. So we shall see. We shall see. But apart from that, it's like my life ain't that. Yeah, it's, you know, now that gaming club's back again and pubs are open. There you go.
Yeah, but what about A&E? Is that getting busy now?
It is, yeah, sadly. We're getting back to the traffic numbers we used to have. Yeah.
What about all the pent-up demand that's going to come?
I suppose, well...
You still can't go to the doctors properly. You still can't go to the fucking dentist properly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the weird thing about...
It's all coming to you, mate.
It is.
What it is.
No, people do come to us because they can't get seen in some other way. I mean, the thing is it doesn't really, like, in my point of view of it, it's like, it doesn't matter how many people turn up, really, because we'll triage and find the important ones and we'll just make the rest all wait. You know, it's like, it's if you can't even triage them, you know, then there's issues because there's someone in that crowd, that queue of people who's quite bad, but yeah. You can't get to them. But, you know, once they've been triaged, it's like, you know, well, it doesn't matter, is it? Like, yeah, ultimately, isn't it like this, you know, this person with this problem can wait all day if they have to, because it's not going to, it's not a problem.
Yeah. There's nobody going to be pulling you up on a 4-hour target at the moment, isn't there?
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, we are trying to still play the game, but, you know, it's, you're right. It's like, it doesn't, you know, big kind of more sensible attitude is like, we'll just do the best we can.
So tell me what's been happening in Paul's world. How long we've been in? I can't even tell. I don't think it shows me how long we've been recording. We've been recording for some minutes and we're just getting to Paul's world. Is it big? Is Paul's world big?
Well, I mean, I've been painting quite a bit. You know, I mean, so I think I've really I've said it all already, haven't I?
Yeah. Have you not played any games of anything with anybody?
Well, you can't be face to face, can it?
No, but you don't play tabletop. So I've played one game of Warmaster with OG Phil.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, the Fumble League I was part of, like, had run its course, and it was like that was last week or something. It had finished, and I've not continued it. So because now the gaming club is back again, it's like I don't need to. Yeah, I'll play games face to face with people. That's
so, have you got a game for Wednesday then?
No. So this, sadly, this that's the day of the week I'm working next week. I don't have a game next week because I will be at work.
Good. So, are they advising masks?
Where? What?
In the inside at the bunker.
So the venue, we're going off what the venue wants us to do. And at the moment, the venue says that we don't have to wear masks. Right. So you can wear them if you want to, like, but we
It doesn't really work unless everybody wears them.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Meaningless.
So that's what the venue is saying. Now, if this rule comes in where you have to wear masks to go into a shop.
Which it already has in Scotland today.
Yeah, which it has, then that probably will have to change, won't it?
Well, if you think that Scotland and England share the same science.
They
all have a chief scientific officer and they all report into the same people and they all see the same science. So if the science is there, it's there. I've got a feeling it probably has been there for a little while, but in the same way that I think people think it makes them look weak or... You know, like, they're not man enough. They should just be able to fucking man it up and, you know, it won't affect me. In kind of that all men are supposed to be, what's the word? Like, impervious, aren't they? They're kind of invulnerable.
I suppose. I mean, but from some...
You have to wear it at work, don't you?
Yeah, all the time, yeah. So, when you're doing anything, you have to be wearing a mask. But, it is...
And what about punters? They're supposed to wear masks.
We can't make them wear it.
But they're supposed to wear masks, I'm sure of it. Because I've been to hospital, I had to wear a mask. I remember going.
Yeah, but if they took it off, we couldn't make them put it back on. Like, you know, we'll provide them with a mask, but we have no powers to make them wear it.
I'm pretty sure for my, they wouldn't have dealt with my endoscopy without me wearing a mask. It was because it's an elective thing, isn't it? It's not like you were...
Well, then... Electives is a different, like, you know, is a different thing, isn't it? You don't have to get that done.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let you in the door, but A&E must be mad because you must get people, especially pissed at people, they're just not wearing masks, man.
Exactly. I mean, personally, with the patients, the people that I see with, if they're really struggling with this thing, and you know, it is a psychological thing because, you know, like, you could run a marathon and it's in your mind if it's causing you a respiratory problem. But if it is, if they are struggling with it, I just tell them to take it off. What's the point of them wearing it? You know, like if it's going to cause a, like if they're going to collapse, like a sink.
A panic attack or something.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like we don't want to deal with that. You know, it's like if, you know, if it's really causing that much of a drama with them, I just tell them to take it off. You know, what's the point? It's just like, then we'll just be treating that instead of the thing that you're meant to be here for. Yeah, I mean, because as I said to you, Barry, it's like personally, it's like if what we should be being provided with is FFP, everyone should be wearing FFP3s. So that's a mask with a filter, you know, that's seal, which, you know, would do something. I could believe that it would do something because it's got that's actually insulating you to the environment. But the surgical masks, I don't like. I don't really think they do much, so I'm not going to be too fussed about like a patient not wearing one. We have the money, so we should be providing everyone with an FFP3.
Man, that would be certainly a change, wouldn't it? Well, like everybody in the whole society, kind of.
Yeah, totally. Like if they're necessary, like as in terms of if we think this thing is airborne and that is a form of protection, then you should have it, shouldn't you? It's like, are we poor? Like, you know,
You can get, hey, hang on a minute. You can have half price dinners on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays in August.
Oh, great. Yeah. Like,
as long as you eat out, yeah. I can eat out twice a day, three times. I go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner out, get a tenner each.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know my thoughts on this. It's so like,
we should put some money in masks. Is what I just can't believe we're this far in and we're still not wearing masks. Even fucking Donald Trump is now saying that people have to wear masks. Even Donald Trump,
yeah.
Like, if he's already given in and he's saying this, the Brazilian fella, the other big strong man who's now got COVID, he was ordered by the court to wear a fucking mask. Ordered, wear a mask.
I mean, like,
you're still like, meh, what's the worst that can happen? Meh.
Yeah, I get it. But like, I mean, I will obviously obey the rules when the rules are there, but you're fighting for the wrong thing. It's like, you,
what thing?
Well, like if it says like, oh, everyone must wear a mask in a shop because
everyone just wear a mask will stop.
Yeah, it's like if that is now the government rule, then all right. Of course, you'll do it because you want to go in that shop and get your thing. Here you go. They're annoying, but I'll wear them. Yeah. But they should be. You know, we should have enough of actually masks that do something. You know, like that shouldn't have been like the supply problems and money costs. That shouldn't have been an issue. You should have had like, this is actually a mask with a filter. It will do something. You know, like,
but I think all masks will do something, but they will do a lot more. Admittedly.
Well, then what's the point?
Happen, is it?
But if
it ain't going to happen.
It's either necessary or it's not.
Yeah, you know, but it's
doing
like
things half measure. There's no half measures in this. It's either you need to wear this or you don't need to wear it.
So say there's a big meteor coming to the Earth, mm-hmm. and they say, well, we're going to have to build a lot of fucking spaceships to get everybody off here. But we can't build all these spaceships. What do we do? You just give the spaceships to the people you need, don't you? So that all the doctors and stuff have to get these special masks and all the rest of us just have to make do.
We're pretending. Yeah, it's like...
I think you'll find a lot of mole people might need people to start wearing masks before they're doing anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's...
Because you're not a mole person. You can't understand a mole person, like, psychology. After being in the house for 6 weeks, like, not going to any shops apart from the post office... And I went to the doctors. I went out one day. That's it. In 6 weeks.
Lucky you.
Well, yeah, but then the world's a very different place, isn't it? So when people say, oh, I'm going to the pub and going here and going that, it's like, why? I've got there's no drive for me to do it. There's no incentive for me to do it.
Okay, well, I mean, did you enjoy doing those things before lockdown?
Yeah, but the things you're doing now are nothing like they were before lockdown, were they? Before lockdown, I made sure I went out and enjoyed the world a bit. I went out, you know, and if I wanted to go out for lunch, I just went out for lunch on my own, just just to go and experience a restaurant, because I knew that potentially it would be a long time till I go back to a restaurant.
Right, okay. So, but, yeah, it's...
Different. I'm telling you, if you were at home permanently rather than working, you'd...
Hang on, your audio's cut there.
Huh?
Your audio's cut. I'm here.
Can you not hear me?
No.
Oh. Hang on, I will stop the recording.
Got it.
Oh. Right, anyway, let's talk about games. So what, you've not played anything on Tabletop Simulator? You've not played War Master Quest or anything? Warhammer Quest?
No, not recently. I've just been... Well, the world's to me, the world's opened up again, so no, I haven't.
Yeah, well. I've been playing the old Gloomhaven.
Mm-hmm. How's that going for you?
Right. I mean, it's still a board game, isn't it? So it's an entertaining thing. I think, as with most of these things, there's a limit to how much enjoyment you can have virtually.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, even if you could go to a gaming club, are you really going to have a board game with like four people sat around a small board for hours on end?
You know, that's your choice to do it or not.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't know if you what point in life we're going to be where that is something you could recommend doing.
Well, I mean, yeah, Barry, if you take that attitude, then it's never going to be acceptable, is it?
Well, it may well be. Let's hope it will be at some point in the world.
Yeah, like there's gonna have to be some risk at some point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, but it's got to be for the right things. That's the difference. See, I'm very, very angry at the fact that children aren't going to school, mm-hmm. even in any way, shape, or form. Even if it's just like 1 or 2 days a week.
Even one day a week.
They have a day in and then they have the rest of the week at home, whatever. As long as they get to see their teacher and set some physical work that they can do, cool. Yeah. But for some reason, we can go fucking get our hair cut. You can go, it's pretty soon you can go to the gym. You can you still can't go to fucking school.
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't make these kids.
The kids, I'm telling you, the mental problems they're having to suffer from all this craziness.
Yeah.
Where they're literally, they can't play football, they can't go, if they've got swimming lessons, they can't do that. They can't, virtually anything that scouts, they can't do scouts, can't do this, can't do that. They literally have nothing they can do apart from play on their Xbox and homeschooling and go for a walk.
Well, and so like, and being online is the thing that you used to tell them not to do, isn't it? Like, as in doing.
You've got no choice now. You just give in. Whatever. Yeah. Four, six hours a day, whatever you need, man. Crack on.
Yeah.
Alternative.
Well.
Yeah, and yet they're looking at the rest of the world. Hang on a minute. Everybody else is doing everything.
Yeah.
And yet schools are too dangerous somehow.
I don't know.
Could you not, I don't know. Surely there must be a way. There must be a way, whatever it is, but there doesn't appear to be a way. Anyway, I did manage to play a game against OG Phil online. Mm-hmm. Was playing... What did he fucking play with? Man, I can't even remember what he played with now. My brain is so bad. I know I played Lizardman, which is a bit wrong, really. I think he might have played Demons. Mm-hmm. Demons, Beastman? Norse, there you go. He played Norse. Got some interesting units, haven't they?
Okay.
I mean, the cavalry is very much the kind of the medium cavalry, the kind of vanilla cavalry that everybody hates.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've got a lot of other kind of interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's lots of different types of bases of infantry, isn't it? We're Norse.
Yeah. So there's some crazy infantry. But unfortunately, if there is a minor problem with War Master, it still is that if you've got a lot of heavy cavalry and you get your orders off early and they get to hit in the open, the game can be quite quickly over.
Well, yeah, that's no different than saying things go well result in a good effect. I mean, that's no different than any game system, is it?
Oh yeah. But I mean, like, literally, it could be like turn two, couple of good orders, all your cold ones run in, Oh, in fact, one order for those. But like, if you're playing High Elves or Dark Elves, a couple of orders, you've got like 6-8 units of Silver Helms mowing down infantry. And that's it. That's it. Game's over, isn't it?
Well, it can be. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because you can't get your infantry caught in the open against loads of fucking cavalry because they'll just eat them up.
Well, yeah. But that's like same with every game system, isn't it? If you do.
Yeah.
If there's luck involved and you are lucky, then it can be over very quickly. It's like if you don't get drawn any land cards in Magic, or
but I think it's more integral to the game, because it wasn't like we were playing with no terrain, but we weren't playing with a lot of terrain.
Yeah,
and I think that I'd be interested to see what people's opinions overall are on the right level of terrain. But I think, especially in our tournament games, we tend to go very terrain light, very like maybe, what's it, 6 to 8 pieces, but they're quite small pieces generally.
Okay. Well, I always thought we went quite terrain, like quite a lot of terrain, really.
I've seen tables that have a lot of terrain, like that Endor table that Nick sometimes.
Yeah.
Is a fucking lot of terrain, man. If you have too much terrain, the kind of game becomes like a game about the terrain, not really about the game at all, because you can't play the game. Because if you've got cavalry and the bloody table's full of terrain, you can't do anything. But on the flip side, if you don't have a lot of terrain, like these, I can't remember, maybe we only had 6 pieces and a couple of little impassable objective-looking pieces. So there wasn't really enough terrain for him to get into. And everyone that wasn't in terrain just got ran down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they are. I don't know. I think... Overall, people have said if you find cavalry's too overpowered, just increase the level of terrain, like turn it up, maybe not to 11, but turn the terrain up, and that kind of limits the effectiveness of cavalry. Because if you're in terrain, cavalry can't touch you, can they?
No. That's his major weakness.
Yeah. And I think another thing is we tend to use hills as well as 2 or 3 of the bits, and hills don't stop cavalry. They kind of slow them down a little bit. I mean, it doesn't make it easy for them, but they can still do it. So maybe on this table there were only 3 woods, and 1 or 2 of them were on my side.
Yeah.
I don't think he had anywhere to hide, in reality. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting, because you're running an event soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess that's actually the default main topic, isn't it, of this part, of this thing? So since you deleted all the other things I'm allowed to talk about.
We've deleted one big thing. Hopefully we're going to twist Chris's arm and he's going to come talk about it.
All right, cool.
The person who needs to talk about it, Jim, ain't going to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, so such a venue is open again. So
such a venue?
The independent gaming store is allowed. You're allowed to go in there and play games.
This was the venue that we started running events at.
Yes, it is. So they've been open again since shops were allowed, since non-essential shops were allowed to. What was it? The date?
It's only a couple of weeks. Seems like forever, but I think it might be 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So they reopened back up again there, but you couldn't, play in the shop. They play in anymore. Now that's changed again. Now they can, and they've sized up the venue space, and they still can fit quite a lot of tables. 28 people can still play in the gaming hall. And I'm going to run
28 6x4. What, 14 6x4s?
Yeah.
Were they in rows of 3?
They were, yeah. And then they came onto then a T, wasn't it? Like, so there was another. So I'm guessing they must have removed some tables and spaced them out a bit. But that's.
What I don't think you'll get 28 people though. Fucking hell!
No, God, no. This is like, I'm not expecting to. Talking with Andy, it was like, okay, so how, can this be done at your venue? How does it happen? I wanted to run an event because the events calendar got smashed, and I wanted to run an event and and kickstart the scene again, essentially. And it's happening on the Sunday, the 26th of July. It could have happened earlier, but that is a date that I'm free to do it. Yeah, I'm not at work. Yeah, and it, there we go. It's the tickets. It's only £10 a table for the whole day. So split that between two people. That's just a fiver. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
£5.
That's it.
£5. Oh, I seem to remember that fucking London GT was £50 or something mad.
Something like that. But yeah.
£5.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not asking. You know, I'm not going to put on like. I'm not going to get money then to spend on prize support. It's like the event, the venue running at a cost.
I saw, what did you call it? Like earth-shattering prize or something, astonishing prizes or
fabulous prizes.
Fabulous prizes. That was it. What you're going to find something out your hoard smoke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, I'll tap up a few things, see what I can get. But also, I'm going to commission Han to do some certificates, which would be quite nice. Yeah, like because I forgot I never actually had a trophy, did I? Like because I was running events.
About?
Well, I thought I had like a trophy shield. Like
we do.
No, I don't.
We do.
Well, who's got it then?
Fucking Janice has got it. Who else has fucking? Who do you think's got it? He won it about 5 times.
Okay, so we need to get that back off him then.
Yeah, I think there was one of the Paul's mate. What was Paul's mate? The guy
Tony?
No, the other Paul. The Paul that's moved down to Dorset.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think he won it once. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. I think Janice won every other fucking one, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought we had a
it's number 6 or something.
Right, okay, so...
And then you started doing your world championship, so it kind of took the back burner. I'm sure it's in Janice's toilet or something.
Well, yeah, I never called them that. But, I'll send him a message now, actually, and say, Janice, can we have the trophy back, please, so you can win it? He's playing, so he's going to win it again. So it's like, I'm just saying...
He's
like,
got to use goblins. That's what he said he was doing.
No, it's okay. I'll send him that message right now.
more wood elves. You only lost one game last year with Wood Elves. One game in an entire year.
You bring...
What a monster. He should have said, what trophy?
Oh, the trophy.
Did somebody else... No, he didn't. You didn't give to Paul Wood
Elves. No, I already checked that. No, I didn't. No.
Right, it's definitely Janice then. There's no doubt.
Again.
No doubt. Have you given Sauron's staff away?
Yeah, he's already got all that stuff. So he's cleaning me out, is Janice. Yeah, but it's cool. So I updated my tournament pack, the winter roller, like just to like, okay, so what am I going to want it to do? Like, as in like, you know, so it's going to be cool. It's like I'm pretty pleased with it as a document in terms of as like what that then as a vehicle then provides to the players. It's, yeah, pretty sure.
So how many, 3 games?
3 games, yeah. So,
So how are you going to like normal Swiss with clocks and everything and
all? Yep, straight out of the document that says so. It's
did you remember to update the document after the London GT?
To say what?
Because you found the document instead of the notes from the previous year written on it.
Oh yeah, I've done. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah,
they changed the scoring and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good then. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And everybody's wearing a mask, yeah? This is the rules for 40.
So the venue says that you have to bring a mask and it has to be worn because it's 1 meter plus. Yeah, and that is the plus part of it. Yeah,
it is.
You'll need
and
to.
And bring your own lunch and stuff.
I don't think they'll be doing any food, but yeah,
I don't think they're allowed.
You can eat the food there, like bring something with you.
Yeah, you can bring your packed lunch, I'm sure. Yeah, but what about terrain and stuff? That's all going to be there.
So I'll bring my terrain along. I mean, if there's a lot more if there's a lot more paid, you know, then I think that we'll manage. Then I might ask some other people to bring scenery along if it's possible. But I'll only do that if I think it's going to be needed. You know, I'll provide it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's no problem really. It's It's just, you know, let's just get people playing again, basically.
It'd be interesting to see how the mass things works out, because I think that's probably, you'll definitely encourage more people, although it might piss some hero class off having to wear the old greenies.
I mean, it's not me deciding it. It's the venue. This is the deal of the venue, and I think that it's going to be the case, you know, sadly, for a while.
So yeah, I saw. What's that place you went uptown to play at on Monday nights?
What are you talking about?
There was a place you used to go uptown to play with Matthew and Chris.
Hawk's
Nest or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw exactly the same thing they were saying, that masks are mandatory.
Yeah,
what it's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be, isn't it? I mean, you know, whatever your thoughts about it, you know, if you go by the venue's rules and the venue says they have to be worn, so thus they have to be worn. You know, it's like, if you can't like handle that, I'm afraid you can't like come along, can you? Because, you know, it's not going to be me enforcing it, but you won't be allowed in without one on. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a world we live in. What a world. So that's only 2.5 weeks' time.
Yeah, you know, I know. I thought that, oh, okay, normally, obviously, I'd have a lot more notice on something.
I haven't got it, mate.
Oh, so Janice says he does have it, and shall he put his name on it first? I was like, might as well save time.
Yeah, that's what he said when he won it. He said, do you want me to put the fucking name on it?
Just, yeah.
I can't believe you forgot. That must be your senility setting in from your old age.
Well, I just could remember that we... Oh, never mind. Anyway, so...
You'll have to count how many Janas there are on there. I'm sure it's about six or something.
Probably, yeah. I don't want to play in a mask because, you know, like, I have to wear one all day and, you know, they just... It's because you want to talk more and they discourage... Like, I find that wearing masks doesn't encourage talking, basically, because, you know, it's just awkward. But... way of it, you know, it's better. Yeah, it has to be done, I'm afraid.
Has to be done.
Yeah, and it's to say it won't be me like, oh, you haven't got a mask, you know, I'm gonna have to kick you out. You like, that'll be done for me. I'm there running an event. I don't own the venue.
Well, are you got any more info to share with us, or is it too new? So have you decided what scenarios you're playing?
How
what's the story going to be?
Well, it will be...
Because somebody from the southeast who's not been to one of these events might think, oh, maybe I'll come along to this. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, cool. So all the scenarios have a... But, you know, as in a maximum score that you can get. I think, off the top of my head, let's say it's 10 victory points, like 10 scenario points. Yeah. And that, you know, winners play winners, you know, it's your running cumulative score of victory points, like, and then your
not victory points, like the other points, the whatever we call CPs or whatever.
Yeah, your CPs, and your strength of schedule is necessary if it's needed for deciding other stuff. So that's the CPs of everybody else, that everyone that you've played, and then finally it'll be victory points. Like, if it's necessary, so you will need to record at the end of the game how many victory points you scored, but it's probably going to be unlikely that it's going to be needed to decide rankings.
Right.
So, there it is. The scenarios are: I'll just do them randomly on the day. Like, you know, as in, okay, the first round is that one. Play that one. Yeah. I'm quite hoping traitors, the one that I've written. Since I've done it,
traitors. What's this madness? Traitors.
So that is a regular game. So you're 20 on, you know, like on a normal battlefield. The only difference is that the blunder roll is deleted, and instead, if you roll a blunder, one of your units that was ordered turns traitor. Is now on the opponents, and then there's some mechanics.
Who chooses? What if you can't blunder?
What do you mean you can't blunder?
I potentially can play an army that doesn't blunder, unless.
Oh, well, it's there. It's
it overrules. It overrules.
Overrules. And
damn it!
Yeah.
God damn.
And, Yeah, and then if it's random, if it's on a brigade, it's random over which unit turns. But then that unit that's turned is now part of the opponent's army. It adds their break, gives away break, gives away victory points.
Gives away break? They're going to get murderized, aren't they?
Yeah, but they've also added to it by existing. You know, right. So they're not. It would increase. It would theoretically allow something like give away more victory points because they didn't have a unit in the army. But it's cool. It should be.
So what if I take that Dark Elf scepter that stops me blundering?
Well, you're still going to affect the roll. It's like it's an addition to.
So it doesn't. I might not have the blunder, but I'm losing a unit.
Yeah. There won't be a way to avoid it, basically.
Like, I'll find a way, but then I'll try and tell you all the ways I've found before the event, so you at least know them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, he found two already that I'm trying to fucking shoehorn in.
Well, no, but there won't be, like, it's not like, say it's replacing, it's like, this is what happens if you roll a double six.
It's no longer a blunder. Blunder.
Oh, yeah, forget the blunder term, it's the traitor term or whatever, like, keyword. It's like,
so do I, as a Dark Elf, do I have to kill my guy still, or is that...
Yeah, that's right, you do.
As well.
Yep.
God damn.
Yep.
God damn it.
It's like kill someone, lose somebody. There you go. Right, get on with it.
What if it's like, what if you order a Hydra or something? There's only one thing in there.
But then it's now their Hydra.
Ooh, a stink. God damn.
Is this interesting? It probably won't. Like, Sod's Law is in, it won't happen once.
Rubbish. It'll be the first roll you make. Bang! Hydra goes slamming into the side of you. Boom. Yep.
Boom.
You can have like a giant goes mad table for him as well. Because you can't control him, can you, when you've made this blunder?
Yeah, I mean, if it's particularly harsh if it's your general that's rolled it, because that obviously ends the turn of orders, and you've now like got this thing in combat with you. Like if...
that's brilliant, because they're in the brigade, so they'd be in combat. They've
been in combat already.
So. Sideways.
It's like this thing is just turned on you. I mean, it should.
I like it.
Yeah, it's just something. It was I think I've told you about it before. It's just an idea.
I think you have it. I think you'd been playing Blood Bowl and it was full of all mad special rules.
And it's like, that sounds quite cool to me. Like, let's just see what happens. Or
the ball was rolling one way because the pitch wasn't level and stuff.
That's right, yeah. I mean, as I develop this tournament pack, as time goes by, it's becoming to me more and more interesting as I iron out the flaws of it, and like, because I didn't start off with cumulative scoring, and that was like, oh no, that's not resulting in the games that I want to result in, as in how I want them to go down. So it's like, it's like a living document, isn't it? It's like every time I come up to an event, I'll like look at it, I'll like work on it a bit more, and like, after using it, I'll like, okay, so that needs to change, right? Good.
Have you heard from the London GT? Is that going to happen later?
It's got a notional date later in the year.
Right. Because I was talking to Alish about going to Bruno, but obviously not till the back end of 2021 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably by autumn 2021. I don't think you can do winter because that might have its own problems. But like September, early October 2021, there may be a window, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I was looking at. So, but I don't even know what's left. I think they've opened back up the Czech Republic, so maybe everything's back to normal for them.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it depends on the host country, doesn't it?
Yeah. But so, it was funny that you pitched this event up today, and I was talking to Alish this week about trying to do one late 2021. I don't think we can risk doing it any earlier than that, realistically.
Well, just go on. Who knows, Barry? You just go on the guidance that is put out by the respective country at the time.
But like, I think they're expecting winter. If there is going to be a problem, it's going to be this winter. So like trying to run it in February, which is when we did it last time, I don't think that's going to be a runner at all.
Okay, well, but you don't know that, do you?
No, I don't, but you have to make an educated guess. So my best educated guess is September 2021, things should have calmed down.
Yeah, I guess so. But all we're dealing with the next pandemic. You don't, as in the next virus. So you don't, like,
we get another one, we're not going out. And that's the BBC keeps saying all these Chinese viruses, got this flu, bubonic plague last week. Easy, Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, but as I say, like you, I don't know what you can't be too like. You can't look too far ahead in terms of like and assume things won't be like better or worse. You know, like who knows?
Like, no, just, but I like to have some light at the end of the tunnel. So September 2021 is when I'm going to start planning for Bruno.
Okay, cool. There's always.
That's only a year and a bit away. I gave myself almost that amount of run up to the first one.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you got anything else to talk about?
Nothing much really. Like it's, you know, it's just, if you are wanting to like play in this tournament, then you just need to PayPal me the £5 to hold the table, etc. Like to like book a spot. And you can get that through my email address. You know, this is how to get a hold of me. So I suppose I can just, my email address is my initials, which is P. Oh, sorry, that's how you pay.
You can just hit the podcast up and I'll forward them on to you.
Yeah, that's how to do it.
Give your personal email, eh?
Yeah, I suppose not. Yeah, and there you go. Like, it's available until it's not available. And like, if by some weird chance that we sold the venue out, then the people that like were last in will be get their refunds back. Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll share because I did some. I've been doing a bit of painting. I ain't like the world's greatest painter. I ain't even going to pretend. But I'm loving these contrast paints. They make life easy, don't they?
I find that some work a lot better than others. Like I've used white contrast on these French Napoleonics because Napoleonic uniforms are so complicated for scrapping and everything else, and you can't ignore like as in. There's like enough historical pictures of what they looked like, so that's the look it gives there, and that's fine. That's really easy to do, and it gives a decent look to white. But I then did contrast on the horses for these guys, and some didn't work at all. Like
the
browns work, but the black and grey didn't work at all. Like
I think the black sometimes almost looks metallic.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't look like. A black, that doesn't look a good color, so I redid them. But some, so that's what I'm saying. Some work better than others, personally. Some need like your demons, the red needed two coats. Like one coat didn't cover them well enough, but two coats gave it a good look. But the pink, I got the Slaanesh demons that did on one coat, and the blue did. So
okay, well let me show you this. A couple of here. So this one here. Can you see that?
I can. Yep. That's your demon chariots.
Yeah. So that's only one coat of red.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I think.
Are you using one called Blood Angels Red?
Blood Angels Red. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. So that's what I've used. So that would give exactly the same look. Yeah. I found it needed two coats personally.
Okay, and this is just from the other angle. So, I think everything apart from I think the metallics. Obviously, there are no contrast metallics. So I've had to bash in metallics.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you can bash these buggers out in absolutely no time.
Well, yeah, because the techniques used, you don't even have to be that careful. Yeah.
Well, it's a good job because I'm not, am I? So.
No, but it's like spray them the prime. The undercoat, and then slap the paint onto them. You have to be careful, and then it's just picking out. I mean, if you're going to want to do contrast on the other colours, then but careful. But the way I tend to find the best method for me because is to mix the two styles. So here's an example. Like so, these Napoleonic. So these guys here had. Sprayed primed white and then had the white contrast done on them, then everything else is classic is in like painted and then the old school normal method of painting, I guess.
Original. So the white looks pretty good actually, but it's quite hard to see from
it looks fine, and there's so many different bits of white on these guys that really is much easier. But
you undercoated white and then you put a white contrast paint over the top of it.
Yeah, so undercoated it.
Drutas and stuff. Yeah.
And then the whole lot of it done, and then you start painting out the other details on it. But so what I haven't done is I haven't carefully applied the contrast to just the white areas. Then I can do contrast of another color. To me, it's then, well, that's not saving you any time, is it? Because you're then like having to be careful with everything.
See, that's what, when I was doing those little demon hounds and stuff, it's mm-hmm. contrast. It's quite difficult to control the stuff because it's quite wet. Yeah. And you have to put it on quite liberally. So it can get a bit messy. And then cleaning up is a pain in the ass. If you get like black in an area that's got red or like that skeleton hoardy color, that can take ages to sort out.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's no difference then to painting like normal style.
So, well, it's even harder to clean up because you've got to get it back to the base coat. Then you've got to try and put on the contrast again and try and keep it in the right area.
Yeah.
But changing the pigmentation, because if you start putting too much pigment in one area, it looks completely different because two coats looks very different to one coat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Contrast paint. So I'm finding them interesting, and they're certainly quick. I mean, Jesus, even I painted a Blood Angels. I've started doing some Blood Angels 40K epic stuff.
All right, yeah.
It's just the same red, isn't it? It's just going through this red like you go through blue.
Yeah,
literally, you can knock out stuff in like not even 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Not even 10 minutes.
I mean, the style of it, it would suit like epic models very well. Because it'll do a lot of the work for you. They're predominantly one color,
So I do my zenith highlighting. Everything's gray, and then just from the top, you just spray some white, and then bash on your contrast paint, and then just try and I'm trying to use contrast paints for the kind of like guns and stuff. But I think you'd just be as easy just using like metallics and just forget about the contrast paints. But
I mean, exactly. Like, as in, they were touted as something that saves loads of time. But if you then have to do other techniques with them as well, they're not saving you the time, are they? So
I just can't get the. I can't use them in small areas like the on your like classic 40K Space Marine tank. There's some kind of like vents at the top that are meant to be like black on each side.
And
trying to keep the black to that area, contrast paint, while putting enough on to do its job. It's just hard work, man.
Yeah, exactly. Even
to get some metallics and just pick it out because you can control the paint way better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's good. It's a very good tool to have around. It's like your painter's toolkit. It is, it's definitely like, it's a good thing that, contrast paint are around. And I'm sure GW would have taken the idea from something else. Like they wouldn't have been the first to invent this idea, they were the first to do it in a paint range that you use.
It's almost like an acrylic wash and paint together, isn't it? Because it's like, your brushes get like plasticky. They get like hard.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So I don't, there's something like resiny almost going in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck it is, but and it's certainly not cheap. I've bought maybe 20 of them now. I think they're about £4 something each.
They are. I mean, they do, most of them would do an army,
I mean, they're big old tubs for W, but I mean, when you can get your Vallejo stuff still for about, I don't know, £1.80 a fucking pot, these are like £4.50 or whatever. Mm.
Always. Well, I mean, no one ever said GW was the cheapest thing on the range.
Hey, you're laughing about that. I saw, because I still keep up to date with the economics and stuff. I saw something this week that the market capitalization, basically what the world considers them to be worth based on their share price, mm-hmm. was more than Marks and Spencer's.
Brilliant. It's good,
isn't it? And it was more than somebody else. I can't remember the other one. It was like, Jesus Christ. It was like... So Games Workshop are worth more than Marks and Spencer's now. And Marks and Spencer's are on like every big high street, like a massive shop.
Yep. Mm.
And that's how much they've managed to flog toy soldiers for recently.
Yep.
Selling so many.
Yep, definitely.
Fair play to them. Although I'm not looking forward to... Are you going to do this new 40K or are you staying away?
I've watched quite a... On Guerrilla Miniature Games, my favourite, like, gaming YouTube channel.
It's not Peter Lamb on the Lamb. I've got to mention this, by the way, in case of...
Oh, yeah. Okay, we should say that. Yeah,
on the Lamb. Have you watched it yet?
They're so good, aren't they?
No, have you watched the second one? The first one, I've got to admit, it was only a short video and it was an introduction. And I thought, well, how good could this really be? And like, I didn't get around to watching it till this week.
But yeah, I watched the second one. Yep.
You watched the second one? I was like, yep. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's good, holy shit.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, that was half an hour long. And like, fuck, that was good.
Yeah. I mean, they fantastic.
Taught me something.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What did it teach you?
That if you're evading or you're charging and you're in a regular formation, you still move full.
Okay, yep. I think I knew that.
I think, yeah, but I mean, it's always good to have a refresher. But it was like, fucking hell, this must have taken some work.
Yeah, it's some good production in it, isn't there? Yeah, it's like, I suppose, a bit better than we would have done.
You reckon? Jesus. Even the miniatures were painted nice. Everything was done nicely.
Yeah, it's perfect. Nice.
Like, somehow he manages to roll a six, then a five on a charge. He goes to the flank on a gym maneuver, gets the six, gets the five, or whatever it was.
Yeah. It's like, I would like the widget he uses. You know, like, it's like,
yeah.
I want that widget. Yeah, I've played perfectly well without it, but I want it. Yeah, like...
It's funny, yeah. You can start a business just selling those widgets until people start having to pay for the post.
For the postage,
£4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, On the Lamb, I think it's called On the Lamb Games, something like that.
That's because it's after his surname, yep.
And if you want to get somebody into Warmaster...
That's how you do it, yeah.
If it was being, and I shouldn't really do it, but if I was being hypercritical, it was quite hard... For the you know, like the Matrix, where they're loading Neo up.
Right, yeah.
And they're like, in loading disc, he says, give me some more, give me more.
Yeah.
I know Kung Fu. But it's like, half an hour, it was quite fucking, it was a meaty fucking sandwich, man. I was like, Jesus, there's a lot of information. I think you might have to, if you're a new player, you might have to watch half of it and then kind of have a ponder and then go back and get the other half. There's a lot of information. It was fantastic, but it was like, geez, this is a lot of information.
Yeah, I suppose, but I mean...
I can't believe how well he did it.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, what impresses me is the production of it. It's just like, it's fantastic. You know, it's like, it's professional, is what it is. It's like,
that's what he does for a living, apparently.
Yeah, it's just like, Jesus, like... it's not some guy in his shed, is it? Like, yeah.
Garage, yeah.
Like, wow, it's a bit good. You know, it makes us look like shit. Never mind.
Horses for courses, but Peter, mate, it just knocked my socks off when I saw it. It's like, holy moly. but now you've built a rod for your back, because during the episode you said, I'm going to do this. You'll be doing this till you're 140 years old, but fair play to you. Get on and do it.
Yeah, but clearly he enjoys doing it. So
that they reckon it takes like more than twice the time to prepare something than if that video was 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
He must have spent 20 hours editing that bastard.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But he's got a young kid. I saw a picture recently. So maybe that he's in that zone now. All you have is time.
Yeah.
Time sat at home watching the baby sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair play to you, Peter. That was amazing. And the next one's Combat, which I'm looking forward to no end.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're great resources to watch, even if you think you know how to play the game.
It's and like, if you're new to the game, what are you doing listening to this shit and watching this crap video?
Go watch that. It's like, it's what we do.
Not this COVID-19 cast.
Yeah.
The thing he had was a little a spinning wound counter.
Yeah.
You see that? Right.
Dude, it's like, oh.
He's got all the toys. The man has all the toys.
Oh, it's like, oh, that's good. I want that. You're like...
Must have widgets. Anyway, next time we're going to hopefully get Chris back on to talk about something new and exciting.
Mm, definitely. Well, the thing we wanted, we were going to do.
The thing we were going to talk about, I didn't think we could do it justice because I haven't been that involved in the process, and Paul's painting, as always. So you only got like, what are we reckon, 47% of his attention, max.
Whatever.
Between us, I'm not sure how much justice we could have done to it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get. It's written by Jim.
Yep.
But Jim's a bit camera shy.
Yep.
So we're gonna hopefully get Chris back on, the man, machine, legend that is Chris Orr, And hopefully he'll talk us through it.
Yeah, sweet.
And this is hopefully, like Nippon, something that's going to go out into the world and be tested. And hopefully it'll be an improvement on the previous one, which was a bit of a, I don't know what it was. It was better than the Nippon one, but...
I mean, well, it's hard to say it without saying it, isn't it? It's just like the list that is in, it is much better. It's like, oh, this is great. Yeah, like, cool. Let it be out there. Let it be a thing in the game system.
Yeah, a list that makes you want to play something.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it turns something where I didn't have an interest doing that army to actually, now I do actually have an interest doing that army.
You see, it's funny because it brings us back to my old chestnut elves. See, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many people make fucking wood elves, I still don't want to play them.
Oh, but they yeah, fair enough.
I don't give a fuck what they look like. I can't paint them, they're too detailed. And I hate elves. I hate them, and I certainly hate wood elves.
Well, you better get used to them because
they're everywhere.
They're not going to be in the event coming up, but the event after that, yeah,
like they're going to be everywhere, aren't they?
I reckon they'll be everywhere. Yeah,
they'll be everywhere. We'll invent a virus to kill off elves.
No, it's just like, I mean, for a race that is like low on numbers and reclusive, they seem to be in an awful lot of places. You know?
I'll let you into a little story. I don't know if I told you this story, but it'll be a last one before bed. So when I was discussing my Kings of the War mm-hmm. game before we moved on to Revolution and that saved the world, the Kings of the War, Kings of the North, it was called, the game.
Yeah.
And the opening line of the rule book was that all the elves are dead.
Yeah.
Full stop. So that's it. Don't talk to me about no elves. There are no elves in this game. I'm not balancing these bastards. The elves are dead, and then we can discuss why they're dead, what happened to the elves.
Yeah.
Born, they're passing, fuck them. You just can't balance them, can you? That's the problem in every game. It's like elves and demons. Demons are balanced in this, I'm pretty sure. I think
in War Master?
Yeah, people complaining they're a bit underpowered, but whatever, they're rather.
But better to be underpowered than overpowered.
Sure. Demons are just completely obnoxious when they're overpowered. Oh my god! Yeah,
exactly, because they're not grounded in any of the rules of
anything. They're immune to everything. They got saved from the wazoo.
Yeah, poison. Like poison isn't going to do anything to them either. They're magic. You know, like it's like they're not going to get sick, are they? Or get tired? It's like they're just magic. You know, like it's in like need more, well make more magic. Yeah, you know, like is that capped? No. You know, like
the other thing that are virtually impossible to balance in any game system are elves, because they're just better than everybody else and everything.
Well, yeah, because they live longer. I mean, ultimately, you know, if you live longer and you don't like get
back age,
well, you're going to be better, aren't you? Because you've got experience.
You've got 1,000 years of
It's like
sticks. I don't know.
Exactly. Like, so this archer in this regiment has shot this bow, and so many more times than your average like 20-year-old human.
Your entire unit of 20-year-old humans. I've shot 10 times as many arrows as all of you put together.
Yeah. Exactly. I know how to do this. Yeah, like I will fire this bow and hit something 3 miles over there. Yeah, like because it carried downwind and bounced off that tower and got him.
See, that's what they had to do. They had to say like they got like incredibly low birth rates. You know, like they're like giant.
They had to do something like that.
Giant pandas. Like, you know, they mate once every 30 years if they can be bothered.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's like they had to. Have because otherwise the world would be full of elves, wouldn't it? It would be because like what's killing them off? Like
nothing kills them.
Yeah, right, definitely.
Anyway, nice story. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can get Facebook's the best place. I'll say you can email us, but I mean that's so 20th century, isn't it? Just come and find us on Facebook.
Yep.
Poke Paul.
Yeah, 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 and if you hopefully you want to come play in the event, maybe you can. That'd be great.
Yeah, you'll not be playing, will you?
I'm the spare player, naturally, because to make the thing run. So if it's an odd number of players, I won't be. If it's an even number of players, I will be. Yeah.
I think it's still the wrong way around, but I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, so like I'm the player. I play if I can. Because I'm facilitating it for everybody else. And from the goodness of my heart.
OK. Well, I'll do my best. If everybody promises to wear a mask and be nice, then there's a chance I'll come out of my bunker.
Well, you know it is, because it has to be, Barry. So that's, you know, I say it won't be me.
Is Andy going to be on duty then?
Well, yeah, yes, that's it has to be done. So if you're asking,
it's nice to talk to him, because I'm sure he's had I'm sure it's been rough for him, but hopefully he's coping.
Well, I mean, that's another big reason why I wanted to, like, even in a, you know, he won't earn a lot of money from it, obviously, but it's
fuck,
like,
all money, but at least better than no money. Yeah, people spend money when they're in the shop.
Yeah, generally. Exactly. So, you know, get some punters in for him, and, you know, I'll try to spend some money for him, like, as in, I'll try, right, oh, yeah, I'll redo some paints or whatever.
I mean,
like,
he could have charged more than a fiver, couldn't he? I mean, I'd have been happy.
You know, I mean, yeah, he could easily could have done, but there we go. It's, yeah, I mean, he's been super generous with it, because he said, like, right, what are the dates you most like? And it's like, could it be, right, I'll hold them out, they're all yours. Well, so a week before, I will pay him for the tables that we need, you know, and the rest of the venue is then open to if he can fill it with something else. So I was like, can't say easier than that, can you? You know, it's right. Like, it's brilliant. Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Oh, you did ask a question before you went off in a tangent whether I was going to do this 40K again. And it's like,
the answer. Can I go off on a tantrum?
You know, you asked me if I was going to play, if I was going to do 40K ninth.
Oh, yeah. Did I? With your, because you had a crazy army with running around on like mining gear.
Yeah, yeah, the Gene Steeler cult. You know, but no, is the answer to that. Like, I've.
Oh, you were talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a few games on Guerrilla Miniature Games, and as much as they, it sounds, looks like they have improved the rules, it's still going to have the problems of just being out of scale to me. It just being the issues that 40K has of it, just like on the table, like things way too big, way too close. You know, just like, oh, you know, and in fact, even closer, because they've reduced the table size, the recommended table sizes. So like, it's even closer, like, now.
To what?
Well, the step, like, you can play on a 6x4 or a 4x4, but you don't have to. Like, the scale of the game.
Smaller than 4x4.
Mm, yeah.
What? Yeah. The thing's the size of dinner plates.
It is, yeah, I know. And that's going to be 40K, you know, from going forward. I mean, the biggest war game, miniature game of them all is going to be... Is the idea is, I guess, you can fit it onto more kitchen tables. That
we need... 4x4 is really the maximum if you want a modern game that you can kind of fit into venues and stuff properly.
Yeah, so... Watch some videos of it being played, and it's like, yeah, the rule set does seem a bit more streamlined in terms of, well, not streamlined, simpler. It's but like improved in what it was before and what it is now. But it's gonna, like, I mean, personally, Barry, the Primaris Marines thing is like, it annoys me. I wish, like, I'd rather there was classic, you know, like they redid classic Marines. I know.
No money,
like,
in it. That's why they're earning money, like, not.
Yeah, but they didn't. They haven't. It's like they've still got this sick dog they're leading around. Just take it out back and shoot it. Just get rid of.
They're not selling anything for the old stuff, are they?
Look, I don't know, but like they're still in the lore, in the, like, you can have an army of a mixture of classic and Primaris, and it's like, right. Why would you? Because it looks stupid. You know, like, and it's, you know, just put a gun to it and just go no. Enough of them. The classic Marines are assigned to history. They're for Horus Heresy. You know?
So I think the breakpoint for me will become if anybody tries to bring Sigmarines into Warmaster. I think that may cause me to have some kind of embolism.
I
don't think I could cope.
Don't think it's happening.
It's not getting past me, that's for sure.
No, it's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, no way. And you can keep your balloon flying dwarves as well. They're not coming either.
Mate, when they do whatever is going to be the Warhammer the Old World, you know, their retake on going, you know, wait, we'll seem like the coolest kids on the block all of a sudden, because it'll be like, hey, check it out. Like, we were playing this before it was cool.
They're not going to allow those balloon flying dwarves back?
Well, no. Like, it's they, you know, they in one of their previews for a long term thing.
Yeah, yeah. They said they're going back to square base. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure you'll be able to use the new stuff back then. They'll just like have a. There'll be like a gate kind of. I've gone back in time now. My Sigmund's about the.
Who knows? Who knows? But right now, as you say, the company is worth more than Marks and Spencer's, so you can't put anything they like. Theoretically, nothing's off the table in terms of like what they could do, how much resources they could throw into something. Even you know, like even a minor game system now would have more of a release schedule and backing than other small companies, won't it? It's like, well, they're Games Workshop. You know, like they can have subdivisions of their company within subdivisions. They can have like
the big dog now. The big dog. Well,
but by more, that's an understatement. They're the biggest of big dogs. Like, you know, it's like they just got all the money. Like, it's like they're like Netflix. They've won.
Although Netflix are nearly bankrupt. I think they're in a better position than Netflix. But anyway, right. So next time we're going to have Chris or we're going to do the cafe.
Cool. I'll leave it to you to sort out with him, like, you know, like tapping him up to do it, unless you've already done it, of course.
No. You don't want to be involved. Then you just want me and him.
No. In terms of like sorting out when he's free and stuff. It's like, you know, have you already approached him about it?
No. Maybe he'll listen to this tomorrow and say...
Well, I'll leave you to approach him about it then.
But I need your diary as well. You don't have to tell me on air, just in case you want to encourage...
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then I can try and find... Yeah.
I know my shift's out till September.
I know my shift's till September, and there's nothing, so...
It's like home 101.
Loneliness and despair. Anyway, this was Warmest Podcast episode 145.
Yep. Thanks for listening to you, and we'll have a more connected episode next time.
Yeah, and watch On the Lamb. Just do it. Just
yeah.
What are you watching this for? Go watch that.
Like, yeah, like we're really nothing. You should go see that.
Good night.
Night.
The amazing Cromedy Forge, the third Kickstarter, Pictish Woodlanders, available until June 25th on Kickstarter.